I celebrate Hungry Ghost Day?
I'm not sure you do. I think you just beware.
Have you ever seen a hungry ghost?
Other than right now?
What's the difference between a hungry ghost and just a regular ghost? How are ghosts hungry?
I think that's the translation.
Their digestive systems are no longer functioning.
Anyway, the point being, we're having a lot of difficulties with the radio show.
So you think there's a ghost in the machine?
You're a little bit slow, yes. And the police will be coming soon to take care of it. Yes, I got your reference.
Today in history. This time every week, or sometime every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is August 15th, 2019. I ask her some questions about events that have happened on August 15th in years past. Also give her the name of three people who were born on August 15th. See if she knows, and if Kiko knows, and you at home listening, if you know who they are, just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1843, Jennifer, August 15th. Tivoli Gardens opens on this date. What is Tivoli Gardens? Where is Tivoli Gardens? What's the significance in the USA of Tivoli Gardens?
It's in Italy.
Okay, that's strike one.
Well, it's named after... Does it have something to do with a World's Fair?
Strike two.
Nope, don't know it.
Tivoli Gardens is one of the oldest still intact amusement parks in the world, Jennifer. It opened on this date in 1843 in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yeah.
And the third strike was, Tivoli Gardens was the inspiration to one of Walter Elias Disney.
It all comes back to either the Beatles or Walt Disney.
Kiko,
do you have a great dislike for the Disney as you do for the Beatles?
Kiko loves Disney.
Oh, okay.
The wrong tree there. So Tivoli Gardens, Walt Disney used Tivoli Gardens as a model for designing Disneyland. That was his inspiration. Tivoli Gardens.
Interesting.
Yes.
I've always put the syllable
on. Very clean, very well manicured, very...
Your hands are green.
I've been painting.
We'll tell everyone what in a few minutes, and then you can show them your green hands. Of course, they can already see them. Your fingers all along here. Your right hand.
This hand.
You don't see that green on the palm?
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
I can even see that. Okay. But there's green on my hand because I painted one of the columns in the new children's room in Penn Library. It's going to be a cool signpost directing you to places like Narnia and the Hundred-Acre Wood and the Shire and Tatooine and Neverland. To stop by sometime next week and see the new signpost that will direct you to your imagination.
Okay, now I have nothing to talk about after today in history.
Why, you were talking about that?
I was. But I can still talk about the other thing. Okay, so Tivoli Gardens opened.
1914, Jennifer. Why was the cargo ship SS Ancone in the news on this date in 1914. I'm very being very vague here.
Did it rescue people from...
Nothing about rescuing. It was the first ship to do something. To go somewhere.
The Antarctic.
The Antarctic, okay, you kind of know, right? It didn't have to go, usually had to go down toward the Antarctic to get where it's going, but for the first time, it was able to take a shortcut.
Oh, did it go through the Bering Strait? No.
The Antarctic is down south.
You're right. Strait, I don't know.
What famous shortcut was opened in 1914?
Oh, the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal, correct.
That was painful.
No longer having to go around the tip of South America. You could now cut through.
So it really had nothing to do with...
Yes, Ancone was the first ship to take this shortcut.
It really had nothing to do with Antarctica.
But these Antarctica's down that part of the world.
Well, sort of.
Kind of leads you there. But then you got the Antarctic and the Arctic confused.
I did.
1935 on this date, Will Rogers. What happened today to Will Rogers?
Annie Oakley beat him in a... I don't know. No, probably not.
Actually, Will Rogers and Wiley Post, Jennifer, on this date. Wiley Post was a famous aviator, his first aviator to fly around the world solo. Unfortunately, Will Rogers and Wiley Post were killed in an airplane crash on this date in Barrow, Alaska. August 15th, 1935, Will Rogers was great.
Well, that could have been a today and die today in history.
So Will Rogers, if you remember, was the greatest satirist. Always had a lasso, and he would spin yarns about the Navy fitting in the bathtub or something like that.
No offense, Kiko.
What? Kiko's Army.
I know. So he doesn't like Navy.
Yeah.
I
well,
see.
At least one day a year doesn't like the Navy. But they can barely hear me.
I can't. Don't know why it's up all the way.
Whatever's going. There's no window open that you can turn this thing on. There's no window on the computer that's playing this music. There's something going to be on the computer.
There's nothing on it right now.
Okay, the next commercial break.
No, let's. No, I'm not. I'm not touching anything. Okay, wait. Now try it. Now see if he can hear you, because now we're showing that we're over.
Okay, Jennifer. 1939. At the Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, California.
It is one of two. The Wizard of Oz. Oh, now they're cutting the trees down outside.
The Wizard of Oz is correct, Jennifer. Very good premiere today at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. That would have been another good sign for our signpost.
So would Walnut Grove have been, but nobody asked me.
'65, Jennifer. The birth of Stadium Rock was this on this date. Band, where, anything?
The Rolling Stones, London.
Not even close.
Okay.
Stadium Rock. What was the first band to play in a stadium?
You're going to tell me the Beatles.
Of course I'm going to tell you the Beatles. And what stadium?
Kiko and I don't care. Wimbledon. JFK.
What's the most famous concert? Look at the Beatles.
I don't know, because...
Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium? They played at Shea, really?
Yeah.
Shea Stadium was barely open in 65.
It was open, and the Beatles performed there, and it was a huge deal to everybody else in the world, but even Kiko.
Kiko and I were thinking of smart things.
And then the news earlier ruined my last one. 1969 event.
Woodstock, I would have known. But yesterday's New York Times crossword puzzle was really clever. I'm actually still working on it. It, like, the one clue was an Italian dish from the oven or something like that. And the answer was baked ziti. And Baez is in there, so Joan Baez. And in the long clues, there's circled letters, and those are names of people who performed at Woodstock, like Santa Monica, and they circled
the...
No, no, no. Right. They circled the letters. And Santa Monica for Santana. So it's pretty neat. So I knew it anyway.
Santana?
Apparently.
Okay, people born on August 15th in 1933, Bobby Helms.
He's a sports figure.
Incorrect.
Nope.
I'm not allowed to use sports figures.
No, you can. Go ahead.
Bobby Helms was a musician, Jennifer.
Oh.
For a holiday song.
Yes. I don't know what. Tell me. Wait. Don't tell me. Stop reading your email.
I'm kidding. Read songs. I'm trying to help us here. Because I think you can hear the background music, too.
Yeah, I don't know about the background music. It's still on, even though we've restarted.
It's Jingle Bell Rock.
That's, yes.
Jingle Bell Rock. 1972, Ben Affleck was born.
He's a movie actor and director. I know, and he's one of those, like, he's in a lot of movies, and I can't think.
That's exactly why.
Was he in the, I don't know, just tell me. I know, I feel like he's been in so many things.
The first one, the holiday one, which I really like, Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini, Surviving Christmas. Great movie. Great movie. But Ben Affleck, Argo, Goodwill Hunting.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
There's been a trillion.
I know, and there's
good actor. I like Ben Affleck. Some people are kind of sort of throwing Ben Affleck. I'm in the Ben Affleck camp. Hopefully Ben's listening.
What do you think?
We have some Ben Affleck listening. Probably pretty good since it's the day we're totally screwing our show up.
He's in Gone Girl. He was he's in Pearl Harbor.
We know the map that you're looking at.
I am.
And then 1990, Jennifer Lawrence.
She's a movie actress.
Here we go again.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
One of them was a literary book that was everybody got into. That had several books. Like Potter, but not Potter.
Twilight? No.
Not Twilight, the other one.
Hunger Games?
Yeah, she was the star of the Hunger Games. Yeah. Also, in my DVD alert, she was with Chris Pratt in the movie Passengers. A great little movie that probably slipped under everybody's radar. Very good. She was in that movie Joy. QVC entrepreneur, which was not a DVD alert by me, by the way.
No, I don't recognize as many movies as.
For Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Really?
Because she's like a lot of action films.
Yes?
Yeah.
Like The Hunger Games.
That's not action, but.
The Hunger Games is an action people,
yeah, I guess.
Hunting people?
I know, it's really creepy, and it's a teenage thing, and they kill each other. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, The Lottery.
Exactly. I have another born today.
Yeah.
You will not know her. She has a library connection, though. My cousin's wife, Liz, was born today. And she worked at the county library in the late 80s, mid-80s, when I was a shelver there. And I knew her before she started dating my cousin. No, we did not. I did not introduce her. But happy birthday, Liz.
Liz is your cousin.
She's my cousin's wife.
Oh, your cousin's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a librarian.
Mm, she worked at the circulation desk.
At our library?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? When?
You weren't listening. The mid-80s, when I was a shelfer there.
The mid-80s?
The mid-80s.
Okay, before I was there?
I don't know. She was probably there about 84, 85.
What was
the last name? It was DeSabatino. When she worked there.
Liz DeSabatino.
She worked at night only, I think.
What?
When did you get there?
87.
No, she was. I don't know if she was still there then.
Where does Liz live?
Now I'm not. She was in Virginia. I think she might be in Bernardsville now.
Track.
They live back and forth. I think they're in Bernardsville now. No.
She's still married to your cousin. You don't know where your cousin lives.
I think Bernardsville.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't I know your cousin lives?
Because they were living in two places, and it just, you know.
That's not an excuse.
The Christmas cards come, I think, from Bernardsville.
And what do you say? Obviously, you don't send them a Christmas card.
I do. I must send it to Bernardsville. And she likes chickens as much as I do. Live chickens.
You hate chickens.
I love live chickens.
You make them live with cats.
They liked
so
living.
You hate chickens.
I don't.
Tell me you hate chickens. You kill them.
I do not kill them.
Sport.
I do not.
Anyone that kills a chicken for sport.
When have I ever killed a chicken for sport? It's not saying such things.
Yes or no question. Did you allow a chicken to live with a cat?
I did.
No?
Yes.
That's the end of the conversation.
They slept together. They were great buddies. Okay. Well, Jim was talking about the youth services department a little prematurely. We also got an activity wall installed earlier this week. There's pictures on our Facebook page if you look. It's a big sheet metal wall. And there are pieces. Rube Goldberg, I think, was what they said, like one of those creations.
Yes.
I think that's what we decided, where you put the ball in, kind of like Mousetrap, the old game, or the sculpture that was in the Forbes Gallery vestibule. Like the ball goes through all these different tubes and tunnels and wheels and Ferris wheels. So we've got that, and they're magnetic. Our pieces are magnetic, so you can rearrange them and put them in all kinds of different configurations. And as we speak, a puppet theater should be being installed. Yes, it was coming between 11 and 12. I'm not sure because the wall is taking up more room than we thought, and I don't know how wide the puppet theater is because I don't think it's going to fit where we were going to put it.
I'll tell you what, our new director is a genius because these things are going to be wildly popular because I was in the resources most of the day yesterday. I didn't plan on being it, but it just worked out that way. And that was the first day that wall was in use. And if that is any indication, and then now a puppet theater on top of it.
Yes.
The children's place is going to be the place to be.
That's right.
I mean, this wall Jennifer's talking about, they have one similar in the museum, where you can get a museum pass to, is the Children's Museum in
New Hope, Bucks New County, Hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Bucks County Children's Museum, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And they have a similar wall there, but then library do as well. So the children's department really, and then when we get this new signpost, this is going
to... Yeah, I really like the sign. It's kind of reminiscent of MASH, which I really...
I think MASH. But we had to put it on a wall where the signs didn't stick out.
Yeah, we're hoping the fire marshal's not watching.
Why?
Because that's where the fire alarm is.
That's the cover of the fire.
I know.
Not allowed to paint a wall with a
fire. I do not know because I don't know what's behind that wall.
You once again are looking for problems that
I
do not exist.
Quite possibly. And a library note, speaking of problems that don't exist, the Holland Township Library will be, tomorrow's going to be their last day open for a couple of weeks. They're getting an entire new facelift. They're getting new carpeting, new paint. All right, I got them both on now.
I'll switch microphones and face the music here, and we'll see.
Face the music and dance?
Face the Music was an album by the Electric Light Orchestra from the 1970s. I'm going to guess 75.
Well, you don't have to put your feet up, you know.
Yes, I do.
Nobody wants to see the bottom of your shoes. Okay. Although...
Is this on?
It's on.
Am I on? Okay, that is on.
I'll put them both on.
Put this one on again. Is this?
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's just this microphone. I think it's kind of...
Dying? All right, well, we'll discuss the production.
I don't think it's anything. I think it's just my microphone.
Okay.
And I think that might have happened once before. Unbelievable. We apologize. Please, if you were trying us for the first time today, come back next week and try again. It won't be much better, but it will be a little better.
All right, why don't we go to the last commercial break? I'm going to throw on all the commercials we missed during the first two, and we'll be right back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterton is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry. Jim Thatch is here, and Jim Gano, thank goodness, is coming in very shortly. And before Jim tells you about the fall concerts, I do want to wish Ignacio Ananya a happy birthday. Well, he's 124 if you were alive. He is credited as the inventor of the nachos. He worked at El Modernero, a restaurant in Mexico across the border from Texas, and he is credited with creating modern nachos. And I think he was genius.
Okay. Why?
Why what?
So you're that big a fan of nachos?
I'm a pretty big fan of nachos. Are you? I have to say I am.
So who has the best nachos around here? By the way, I think my microphone's probably working now for the last 8 minutes of the show.
Super. The best ones.
Yes, the best nachos in Hunterton County. Don't give me something out of the county.
The best ones used to be at the Longhorn Saloon up on Route 31, way up, that closed many years ago.
You mean the one before Clinton?
Yes.
Okay.
They were fabulous. I think,
great.
And they were the first ones I
okay,
ever had.
Okay, now to my question.
I don't really know. Chili's are pretty good.
So you love nachos, but you don't know where to get the best ones.
Not in Hunterton County, gotta say. But I'm pretty good at making them myself.
Did you ever try Chimney Rock?
Actually, I have had them, but I had them in Sterling. I haven't had them since they've been in Florida.
You know who has good nachos? I believe it's Applebee's.
Really?
I'm trying to think. There's somewhere where we used to order nachos.
Like Chili's does them each individual. It's not like a whole pile. So with each chip, you get some of everything. Rather than like the bottom chips have nothing on them, you know, on a typical pile.
Got
anyway.
It. So that's your thing. All right. So Hunterdon County, if you want a good nacho, you have to leave Hunterdon County.
No.
All you Hunterdon County restaurants.
The Chimney Rock.
Listen up. Okay. Chimney Rock, a new restaurant right there on Route 31. She gets Jennifer's seal, gold stars, seal of endorsement, seal of what's a good housekeeping give you?
A seal of approval.
Seal of approval.
All right, let's hear about the fall concerts.
All right, we have a full set of fall concerts at the Hunterdon County Library. Starting in September, we'll have two concerts a month, two evening concerts at the month. This does not include our afternoon concert series for Fred Miller, and this doesn't include all the concerts we're going to have at the North County Branch Library. We're going to have two concerts per month in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library, Wednesday evenings, starting at 7 p.m. We're going to kick it off on Wednesday, September 11th, with Circle Round the Sun. This is a new band for us. They play Americana music. So think folk music, old time, maybe Stephen Foster. Should probably look up the definition. Can you look up the definition of Americana music, Jennifer? So that's Wednesday, September 11th. Of course, all these programs are free and open to the public. All we ask is that you reserve a seat to make sure you get in, because some of these shows will fill up. Seating is limited. You can get a seat easiest by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, clicking on the event calendar, finding the date. Go to September 11th, for example, if you want to see Circle Around the Sun, and then you reserve as many seats as you'd like. Go ahead, Jennifer. Americana music.
Americana Music Association defines it as contemporary music that incorporates elements of various, mostly acoustic American roots music styles, including country, roots rock, folk, gospel, and bluegrass, resulting in a distinctive roots-oriented sound that lives in a world apart.
The worst definition I've ever
it's
heard.
It's horrible.
I am more confused than I was before.
The punctuation is terrible, but you know it when you hear it.
We continue Wednesday, September 25th, with Ray Camillay's musical flea market, Trifles and Treasures from Our Melodious Past. Ray Camillay is an educator and musician, so he's going to give you some history about some of the most famous songs of all time, and then perform them as well. That's Wednesday, September 25th at 7 p.m.
We had Ray, 10 years ago, he did the roots of African-American music. And he could have talked for 5 hours easily, and then he could have played for another 5 hours easily.
But it won't be that long. It'll be about an hour and a half. Our shows are usually about an hour and a half
right.
long.
Right, so, but he's fascinating. He really is fascinating to listen to, so definitely come out and listen to him, and then listen to him play his music.
All these programs I'm telling you about, funds were made possible by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowments of the Arts and the Cultural and Heritage Commission of Hunterdon County. We appreciate the grant that we receive every year from them. Okay, moving on to October. Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m., Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers, another new band for us. They'll be playing Zydeco music. Jennifer, New Orleans jazz from Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers. And then Wednesday, October 23rd, someone that was at the concert last night was very excited about this. At 7 p.m., Cuckoo Cachoo returns, and they play the music of Simon and Garfunkel. That's Ed Jankowitz and Tom Johnston. As Cuckoo Cachoo collectively, the music of Simon and Garfunkel. Going on to November, we stole a performer from the North County Branch Library who is very popular up there because a lot of our patrons have been requesting him. It's classical violinist David Podles. This is Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. David Podles is a virtuoso on the violin. So that's another one not to miss. Wednesday, November 20th, week before Thanksgiving. At 7 p.m., the Stone Hearth Bluegrass Band. Some good Thanksgiving music, Jennifer. Stone Hearth Bluegrass Band are members of Beth Coleman's band. Beth Coleman, a good friend of the library and a great bluegrass musician that passed away recently. So the Stoneheart, the bluegrass band, Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. And then December, our annual holiday celebration. These two performances have been going on for several years, and it's a tradition now at the Hunterdon County Library. On Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m., the Eric Mintel Quartet performs a jazz holiday. They'll be performing music from Vince Guaraldi's score from the Charlie Brown Christmas, as well as other jazz-infused holiday classics. Eric Mintel and the Eric Mintel Quartet is probably the finest jazz ensemble in the area, and we get them every holiday season. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, December 18th, with the Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus and their holiday show. Every year they put on a very elaborate holiday show for the public at Hunterdon Central High School. And then they come to the Hunterdon County Library, once again December 18th at 7 p.m., and perform a version of that show. There'll be skits, there'll be jokes, there'll be music, and the full barbershop chorus will be there. It's a very nostalgic type of show, variety show, and very popular. And that one will fill up. So you can sign up for any of these shows. You can sign up for them right now if you want. Or you're on your computer, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, find the date, for example, the Harmonizers. You want to sign up for four people, click on Wednesday, December 18th, on the Harmonizers. And then it will all come up and walk you through signing up for the programs.
Well, it is 11:57. I am sure everyone is relieved. And Jim Gano is out in the hallway. So thank you for your patience, and thank you for hanging in and listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is barring visits that were planned by two U.S. congresswomen who are Muslims. Representatives Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan were scheduled to start a visit this coming Sunday. The two have been very harsh critics of Israeli policy, saying their criticisms were focused on the nation's policies and not on Jewish people. However, Netanyahu says the two will not be able to visit, and his decision comes a few hours after President Trump had urged him to bar the two women from visiting. Former Colorado Governor Democrat John Hickenlooper has announced he is pulling out of the presidential race. However, he hasn't decided yet if he's going to mount a U.S. Senate campaign. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
There's a petition circulating in New York City trying to gain support for the renaming of Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower, Barack Obama Avenue. And it's got 270,000 signatures from some New Yorkers like this one who say it's a way to stick it to President Trump.
Bush was better than him. Anything but Trump, because this guy's crazy.
And on the other side of the issue?
Or why would you want to stick it to the president? What's it going to do? What's it going to achieve?
It's of a political nature and agenda. I have a bit of a problem with it.
Retail sales are up much more than expected in July. In fact, analysts were expecting them to rise half as much as what shows up in the Commerce Department report out this morning, showing that retail sales were up by 0.7% during last month after gaining only 0.3% in June. This latest gain is even stronger when motor vehicle sales are excluded. Then it's up 1% even last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No one was seriously hurt after a pickup truck drove into a group of protesters outside an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Rhode Island last night. It happened in a suburb of Pawtucket. The protesters were with a Jewish group called Never Again Action, which opposes U.S. immigration policy. Video shows a black pickup truck driving into a row of protesters. It came to a stop as they surrounded it. Minutes later, guards from the facility reportedly pepper sprayed the protesters, who claimed that the man driving the truck was in fact one of the guards at the facility. The Labor Department just releasing the report showing 220,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but not too far off the 215,000 most economists were expecting to see in this morning's report. The biggest increases in...
I'll be back same time, same chair next week for some more great music. Going to finish off today.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to get the most out of Instagram engagement. I'll discuss the hows and whys of intern hiring. I'll have 7 ways to motivate your team year-round. I'll have a